This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry.
And I'm Adora Udoji.
I am parched. Oh, well, thank you. Thank you, Adora.
You might need a little cranberry juice. Yeah. How about a slice of lemon? Would you like a slice of lemon, John?
A little more vodka.
Well, you've heard the line. It's always cocktail hours somewhere. And in New Orleans, they take that very seriously because cocktail hours are many hours of the day. And it's why it's fitting, perhaps, that a museum is opening there. Dr. Cocktail Ted Hay joins us now to talk about this cocktail museum that is opening this week. First, tell me, though, how'd you get that name, Dr. Cocktail?
It was kind of applied to me when the internet first happened, AOL, and I had accrued bunches of spirits books and old liquor and stuff like this, just from a collector's mentality, and somebody said, "Man, you're here answering all these questions. You should really have a better name, Dr. Cocktail."
What kind of questions were people asking about cocktails?
Oh, they'd be asking shaken versus stirred, sort of the eternal questions, or they'd be asking, how does liquor keep in a bottle? Does liquor age in the bottle? Is there a way it goes bad?
Here's a question, Ted. I've got a question for you. What bourbon is best with what breakfast cereal?
You know, I'm in New Orleans, and somebody's drinking a bourbon mint julep somewhere in the city right now.
You know that is so right. But Ted, what am I going to learn going into a museum that I wouldn't know going into a bar anywhere?
Probably just how old the cocktail is. Hmm. And I quiz people on this all the time, and it's the rare person who gets this right.
All right, quiz us.
Okay. Quiz you? Who was president when the cocktail was founded? When the cocktail
George
first got
Washington.
Printed? Ah, see, listen to you. You're too early. You tried for that. Thomas Jefferson.
I was close.
Yes. And the fact
King Tut. I bet it's King Tut.
Sorry, that was disruptive.
Yes. Anyway.
So cocktails are old. Yes. Some cocktails are actually initiated by spirit manufacturers versus the mint julep, which comes from the people themselves. So how do you distinguish between names of cocktails?
Names of cocktails go totally crazy, obviously. But the ones initiated by spirits manufacturers, basically, and I'm going to say this straight out, even though many of the people who help support our museum are spirits manufacturers. Most of the cocktails initiated by spirits manufacturers are not good. In fact, they're horrible. They tend to emphasize the spirit, but because they're being done for a mass audience, they add a lot of sweet stuff to it. So imagine some of the spirit, a fruity liqueur, some sort of fruit juice. They're terrible. I mean, the best cocktails are initiated mainly by bartenders.
All right, give us a quick list, and then we got to go, because I guess we've got to have our cocktails this morning. Go ahead, Dr. Hay.
Okay, quick list of cocktails?
Of your favorite.
Of my favorites?
The Hope Diamond of cocktails. Come on, buddy.
Okay, man. The Blinker, that would be rye whiskey, lemon juice, and raspberry syrup.
All right, well, that's our takeaway then from the Cocktail Museum, which opens this week
in
New Orleans, Louisiana.
Dr. Cocktail Hay, thank you.
Take care. Bye.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.